Number 9.
Do you hear that knocking sound coming from the engine?
Yeah, that's strange.
Have you checked the oil recently?
I added some last month, so it should be fine. And we had the scheduled maintenance done just a couple of thousand miles ago.
Well, we'd better get it checked out. We can go shopping at the mall some other time.
Okay. The dealer's just down the road. Our warranty should cover us if they find something major.
Question. What will the couple do next?
Number 10.
This sweater is only $75. What do you think? It looks well made to me.
I didn't know you like red.
I do. I just don't buy it very often.
Mitch, you've already got several sweaters with the price tags still on them. Don't you think your closet is getting a bit full?
Okay, I get the picture. Shame, though. I think it would look really good on me.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 11.
Do you know if Glenn has finished the monthly report yet? I'm expecting it by midday tomorrow.
I don't think so. He said he's still waiting for some departments to submit figures.
He needs to put more pressure on the department heads.
Actually, he asked me if I could push them a bit. He seems a bit reluctant to deal with them.
Okay, but he can't keep asking you to come to his rescue like this.
I know. He's going to have to learn how to handle things himself.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Number 12.
What's up, Cindy? You look deep in thought.
Yes, the PTA asked me to brainstorm fundraising ideas for the basketball team.
Well, how about something like a car wash?
That's an option, but some parents are pushing for a cake sale.
I'm not sure encouraging kids to eat sugary food sends the right message. What about a talent show?
Or easier yet, a dance. We could hire a DJ, use the school gym, and charge admission.
That's not a bad idea. I'm sure it would draw a crowd.
Question. What is the man's opinion?